Everything would have been fine if I hadn't looked ahead through the social studies book. I should have known better. It wasn't as if I was a kindergartner or something. I knew how things went. Roll call was alphabetical. Tension building up through Edelman, Finley, Gentner, Glazer, Gleason, Goldberg here, not too eager but not shy either. And then relax through the H's, J's, and all the way to little Wendy Walsh, and then attendance would be put away. And the teacher knew exactly what she was going to do next. I didn't need to know because I was going to find out. And the next thing always followed the thing before it, as sure as fifth grade followed fourth. Oh, we'd all heard about Sarah's older brother who'd skipped sixth and then eighth and now was in the high school like a spy or a time traveler. And yeah, we knew that Jimmy was in the fourth grade again, left back, like the Mad magazine you'd left in the motel room and was not going to be replaced because your parents said you should have remembered it, which you did. You remembered the parts you'd read and especially the parts you'd been saving for the car ride, but now it was left back and soon to be forgotten, like Jimmy. But for everyone else, the universe was predictable, and the first day of school had to come after the last day of summer vacation, and the days of the week, the hours of the day, the sections of the three-ring binder were locked into their definite order, just like the alphabet, just like the teacher saying, "Now, class, take out your notebooks," because she was going to make a list on the blackboard, and we were going to write it down. It was because of the pictures in the social studies book. And the first chapter, The Age of Exploration, kind of drew me in, not Columbus so much as Sir Francis Drake, who reminded me of the pirates on TV. And then there were colonial Americans, Benjamin Franklin carrying a loaf of rye bread, and the American Revolution, but no pictures of the Swamp Fox. Pretty soon it was Daniel Boone and covered wagons, the Civil War and Transcontinental Railroad, and just when Teddy Roosevelt was charging up the hill, I realized the nervous giggling around me was all around me because the teacher had just said something like, "It seems that some of us don't remember how to pay attention," and by some of us, she meant one of us in particular. So that's why. I mean, it's not an excuse, but just so you know why I did it. First, each fluorescent tube exploded behind its ceiling panel. Then, before anyone could really react, I stared at the seam between sections of the blackboard as it widened into a crack, a chasm that crawled down the wall and across the floor, getting wider as it went, the room tilting, chairs sliding toward the windows, kids clutching their desks in terror as the ceiling starts to peel off, while the teacher grabs up her notebooks and tells us not to panic, but it's too late, kids charging through the halls, desperate to get out. Later that week, there was a fire drill. It was okay, but nothing like what almost happened the first day.